Okay, next item, Madam Clerk.
Next is Amendment 1A025 by Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is, in this budget, the Community Relations Coordinator was abolished, and so this simply unfunds the position versus abolishing it. Should the sheriff come up with the funds to continue this position? I know that people have varying views on whether or not this is an important position, but the sheriff does do a lot of work with public education and with and receives grants for that to do things like drunk driving, the click it or ticket. And so this person plays a role in that. And so again, it doesn't put money into the position. It just simply unfunds it instead of abolishing it. Thank you. And I move approval.
Any other discussion? If not, can you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
No.
Schmidt?
No.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
No.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
3 ayes, 6 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1A025 fails.
Next amendment in our packet, Madam Clerk.
Next is Amendment 1A030 by Supervisor Lipscomb.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move reconsideration of 1A011. The amendment before you, 1A030, is a substitute for that. The only change, if you recall this amendment, it's changing the amount for security for the exec to $100,000 and suggesting that he contract with the sheriff. It puts this amount in an allocated contingency account rather than just leaving it sitting open. I think, you know, the comments that we received from executive staff suggested that they really weren't going to try to work with the office of the sheriff to do this. If that's not there, and if they don't wish to do that, then this would keep that $100,000 locked up. If they've got some other plan, they need to bring it forward to unlock the allocated contingency account. So I would move reconsideration of 1A011. And it was on the failing side.
Any questions, comments? Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Real quick for clarification. The difference in this amendment is a special account?
Go ahead.
What's the difference?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The additional language is right in the middle of the first paragraph, in a departmental allocated contingency account. So
instead of his actual
budget. If it just sits openly in the exec's account, he has under Act 14 the ability to contract under $100,000 for anything without it coming forward. So
okay.
This would prevent them from using it in some other way than its intended purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other discussions, questions? Supervisor Jersey.
Just a procedural issue. There is another substitute amendment in the packet, and I sometimes find it interesting to hear from the authors of that as to why they would prefer to go a different way. I mean, if we're going to reconsider this, it might make sense to let everyone who's trying to have some input on how we should do the security to make their statements so that we can then determine how we should vote on this one as opposed to the other one. It just makes sense to do it that way. I would hope the chair would allow Supervisors Alexander and Borkowski to make some comments about theirs as opposed to the Lipscomb amendment.
Well, we'll finish up with number three, and then if we want to substitute number four for number three, we can do that. Or I mean, if we want to substitute, let's go by their numbers. If we approve A030, then we'll have a chance to do A032 and you know, we can...
Could I at least hear from Supervisor Lipscomb as to whether he thinks that's a conflict? I mean, my understanding is Supervisor Lipscomb wants to put $100,000 in the contingency account, which in some ways I don't mind doing. And if that's then going to be a possibility for anyone else wanting to address this, to still work with the $100,000 in the contingency account, but perhaps do the security part in a little different way. I don't know if it's consistent or not.
Supervisor Lipscomb, did you want to respond?
Mr. Chairman, if I understand the question is whether 1A032 is consistent with the intent of my amendment.
Right.
1A032 expressly provides that the executive could contract with a private vendor. So that is adverse to the direction that I think we've adopted in the original amendment, as well as in the substitute I'm offering today, which seeks to clarify that we've directed them to use the security services of the sheriff consistent with what is done in the city and the state, where they don't go use a private vendor. That other amendment, 1A032, also reduces by half the additional appropriation for the shelter task force emergency shelter services. So it has multiple ramifications that are adverse to the intent.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I wish they went to have done the other part of it, but thank you.
Supervisor Mayo, did you have a comment?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I understand this finance committee have done a omen job. Some of it I don't like, but most majority of it I do. But when you talk about one org, you should have both amendments on the floor, because Supervisor Lipscomb just talked about the other amendment, and she also have the other authors have the opportunity. You can vote whichever you want, but you should have both competing amendments on the front. Lipscomb will go first. If they take his and approve his, actually they have opportunity to come in front of you and say they withdraw it, or they have them voted down so it can come to the board. So I recommend that you, since you thought about the other amendment, let the authors of the other amendment come up and talk about theirs and go in that order. You, the chairman, do what you want to do.
Okay. Thank you for your recommendation. Any other comments on this one? So we have a motion.
Or
I don't see anybody wanting to... Oh, go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. I would hope you would allow the county executive to go out and look for the best deal for his security. $100,000 we feel is not enough. If you're only giving us $100,000, at least let us figure out what the best value is for what the county executive needs. We hope that law enforcement officials will assess what kind of security he needs, not the county board. And I think we can take the recommendations and see if the sheriff's services are the best value. We will go with that. If there is a private agency that can provide a better service at a better cost, we would go with that one.
Supervisor Bowen,
the motion is reconsideration.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the point is a number of us that support this amendment believe in supporting a public department that is county run and has the ability that we believe to provide those security services efficiently and appropriately. But are you saying that the Sheriff's Department isn't the right fit to secure to provide security for the county executive?
Chairman, the sheriff has stated that he refuses to provide security to the county executive. It's been quoted in the paper. We want to hear his proposal, and we will take it under consideration, but we would like to explore other options as well.
Okay, anything further on the motion to reconsider 1A011? If not, we take the roll, please.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 1 no. The motion to reconsider is approved.
Okay, then we have a motion to approve
I would move approval of 1A030, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion on that? Seeing none, would you please take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurcik?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 1 no. The motion to approve Amendment 1A030 is approved.
Mr. Chairman?
Supervisor Lipscomb?
I would move to withdraw 1A011. Unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent to withdraw 1A011. Seeing no objection.
Sure.
Does that take it off the table?
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets rid of it. Yes.
Objection.
Okay, well, then we'll. Mr. Cady?
Mr. Chairman, to the extent that you have it goes to as a failed amendment, it would be considered a substitute on the board floor. So the committee may want to just decide what options they'd like to have as a substitute option on the floor. If you object, the committee can take a vote as to whether it should be the original author can withdraw it. Typically, failed amendments are up to the author to withdraw. That's the past practice it has been.
Supervisor Jurcik?
Point of order. I mean, all I'm asking is that we have the options before us, and if this is the only option before us because the other one's been withdrawn, it seems to me that then we have a choice in what was put in the original audit of $400,000 or the substitute amendment as our only choices. Am I wrong on that?
Mr. Chairman, you would have the option between the county executive's recommended language, this amendment, and any other failed amendments related to this that may be considered substitutes.
Even if they're withdrawn?
No. If they're withdrawn, they would not be considered.
That's my concern.
Well, and okay.
Typically, it's just that oftentimes supervisors, when it's one that is withdrawn, it helps ease the confusion on budget adoption day when you have multiple substitutes for an item, and it also helps with the administrative putting together of the package.
So it seems like a common legislative courtesy that if an author of an amendment wants to withdraw it, they're usually allowed to withdraw it. If there's an objection, then the author can make a motion to withdraw his amendment. We can vote on the motion to withdraw that amendment.
I'll withdraw my. I mean, okay. The reality is that I've got one vote.
It appears that way. But. Okay, let's move to the next one.